Title, Brexit, Here We Come, or Go. Content, the UK people have voted to leave the European Union. Although there is no constitutional duty to leave the Union as a result, politically this is likely going to happen. Change will not be immediate and happen over time. Companies are well advised to react quickly to assess the impact Brexit might have on their business and current commercial decisions involving the UK if they have not already done so. The process to exit Britain's exit from the EU will be triggered by notice the UK submits under Article 50 of the Treaty on the European Union. That notice will start a 2-year period within which the EU and UK will negotiate the UK exit. That period can be extended by unanimous decision by all remaining member states. Once the two sides reach an agreement, or when the 2-year period expires, the UK will lose its rights and obligations under EU treaties. Undoubtedly, the biggest impact on global business will be that the rules of free trade between the UK and the remaining 27 EU member states will be terminated. This will occur unless the two sides negotiate a special deal and that deal is approved by the unanimous consent of all remaining member states. Companies in the UK, as well as those doing business with the UK, will use that time of negotiation to assess carefully what Brexit will mean for their businesses. Below, we address 6 of the questions those companies may face. Changes to competition law compliance obligations in terms of European competition law. This will only so long apply directly in the UK as the UK is bound by the European treaties. This will end with a complete Brexit. Currently, the UK competition rules are already modelled to a large extent on the equivalent EU rules. There will unlikely be a major change in the near future. However, because the UK will no longer be bound by European Union treaties after it exits the EU, UK competition law will no longer be obligated to conform to the EU system. When the UK law is decoupled from that of the EU, but with both systems running in parallel, the two systems are bound to diverge. With EU law no longer being superior, any decisions taken in Brussels will no longer have a binding effect in the UK, nor will precedents set by European courts. Enforcement of competition law in the UK will be the sole responsibility of the Competition and Markets Authority, which will only apply UK law. For cartel or abuse of dominance investigations, there will no longer be a one-stop shop for companies, which might have to respond to both the UK and the European authorities. This will increase those companies' regulatory burden and costs. In the worst case, that separation could trigger 2 sets of fines. There is also a possibility that transactions will have to be notified in the EU as well as the UK, and commercial activity will have to be assessed under both the EU merger rules and as well as the UK rules if both jurisdictions are equally affected. This might mean 2 different sets of waiting periods and/or remedies. Additionally, claimants in antitrust damages actions may no longer be able to rely on commission enforcement decisions to prove the infringement in front of UK courts. That change may make the UK courts a less attractive forum in the post-Brexit world. In order to advise on European law, lawyers have to be qualified in one of the EU member states, which all our attorneys are. Obtaining advice from a UK lawyer will not necessarily give you attorney advice privilege under the European rules. The UK would be free to provide grants and state funding to companies without being subject to the constraints of EU state aid rules, as there is no equivalent at UK national level. Of course, there could be changes to existing frameworks for EU economic support for agriculture, business startup, or regeneration of regions in the UK. In the absence of detailed regulation, this could lead to less ability to challenge a state aid in the UK, and we would expect new, potentially different rules to be put in place, which again require parallel proceedings. Potential barriers to business between Europe and the UK. Businesses in the UK may face further restrictions if the free movement rules of the EU, those that apply to goods, workers, services, capital, and establishment, no longer apply in the UK. For example, after the exit, UK workers may no longer have a guaranteed right to freely work in Europe on the basis of the